Hey, is Frank in?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Frank, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Just wanted to see if you had a few minutes to talk about some equipment financing and capital.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that we had talked earlier.
I do remember.
In the summer, but I got my deposits are definitely up.
Okay.
Quite a few months here.
So perfect.
I don't.
Deposits are right. And what are they up to now?
I'm doing pretty much an easy $10,000 a month. So.
Okay. Good. Good. Let me see if I can pull up your old file here.
Okay. And I know you probably need some proof of that and stuff like that. I'm probably sure of.
Yeah, just the bank statements. Do you have, has it been, do you have any current loans out right now?
Well, I have a, for my business side of it, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the forwarder yet, which I believe is at like $37,000.
Okay.
That's my piece of equipment.
Okay.
And then what I did is, seeing as how I couldn't get any help, I just put a bunch of money on my credit cards, you know, so I could get the stuff that I needed.
Okay.
And that was kind of what I was hoping to get the capital for, more or less, to switch that over to where it should be.
To pay off the credit cards?
Right. To make it not look like I'm some kind of fool, you know, just blowing his money on a credit card.
Sure. What is, how much do you owe on the credit cards?
Probably, maybe 16,000-17,000.
Okay, 16 to 17K. But it's not bad.
I'm not for sure on that, but that would get me pretty well close, and I'm sure I could just pay the rest of it off too once I got that cleared up.
Okay, so. Go ahead.
On my piece of equipment, it's definitely worth more than what I owe.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You know, it's worth about $60,000, $55,000, $60,000. So I don't know if that helps at all or not.
Or, yes. Okay. Yeah, we can definitely take a look at that option and see if it'll, if we can do anything with it. That's good info to report back to the underwriter. We have so many different programs that could be possibly used in a particular program that we have. How much capital are you looking for exactly? Do you have an idea in mind?
Basically, I would like to do the equipment and then the credit card. And then that would be basically all I really need, you know.
Okay.
I'm not, you know, this is all new to me, so I don't technically know the definition of everything and how it all works, you know.
Okay, that's good.
Have you ever taken out a working capital loan before?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, I mean, what I like to do with most of my customers is usually get you guys approved first for the longest term and the largest amount of funding, and then I kind of turn it back over to you and have you choose, you know, the exact terms you want. I mean, since it's your money, at least to me, it makes more sense for you to choose the terms that match your cash flow. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep, absolutely.
Okay. So, let me do this. What's a good email for me to send you the application and the list of items I would need to get you an approval?
FranklinBourne@gmail.com.
Franklin Born, and Born is B-O-U-R-N?
B-O-R-N.
B-O-R-N. Okay, just Born. Franklin Born, I'm sorry, at what?
Oh, okay.
Gmail.
Gmail.com.
And then Franklin's F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N.
Okay. Real quick, who did you finance that piece of equipment through?
It's through Financial Pacific Leasing.
Okay, FinPac. Very familiar with them. And
yeah. Okay. All
Do you finance equipment a lot, or is that just once every 5 years?
It's actually my first piece of equipment I've bought for my business. So.
Okay. Okay. And what type of business is it? It's a logging business, right?
Correct.
Okay. And what are you guys doing in sales right now?
Oh, right now we're right around. I mean, well, I guess you'd put it as my deposits are probably 10,000 to 12,000
a month.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
And then I have the sawmills write paychecks back to the landowners where we get the timber from, so I don't actually have to deal with it personally yet.
Okay.
I'm trying to remain as low key as possible till I get everything figured. Get a few years in, you know.
Sure. How long have you guys been in business for?
I started January of 2014.
Okay. And what's the APR on those credit cards?
High. I don't even know.
Above 25% or?
No, it's below, I think they're 17 or so.
Okay, if you're 17%. Okay, perfect. So what I'll go ahead and do is I'll send you an email along with the list of items that I would need. Once you get that back to me, I'll kind of submit it to the underwriter, and any questions he might have or I might have, I'll give you a ring back and we'll kind of go over those and work on getting you that approval.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so I got franklinborn@gmail.com.
Correct.
And did my number show up on your phone anywhere?
One second here. Was it 858-909-8867?
Correct, that's me. So if you need to get a hold of me, let's say you don't get that email or you just have a question on one of the items that I need, just give me a ring. That's a direct line, and I'll pick up directly.
Okay, perfect.
Cool. Appreciate your time, and I'll send that over. How soon do you think you can get it back to me?
We're still out in the woods yet, but granted, we're in Wisconsin. We're packing up here. So I can maybe, how long are you? You're California, right?
Yeah, I'm in California. I'll be here for a couple more hours, but if you can get it to me by tonight, I can work on it first thing in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I can do that.
Okay. And how soon were you looking to bring the funds on?
Probably as soon as we get it all straightened out, you know.
Okay.
As soon as possible.
All right, good to hear. I'll go ahead and send that email out and look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, you're welcome. Appreciate your time.
All right. Yeah, totally.